My guest at this time is retired U.S. Air Force Lieutenant General Tom McInerney. He also served as the Assistant Vice Chief of Staff for the United States Air Force, which means he has a pretty good idea of what goes into Pentagon budgets, specifically for the Air Force, but for the military at large. And we want to get his reaction to news from Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel here on Monday that the United States military is about to make some of the deepest cuts we've seen in generations. Here's a quick summary that we heard earlier today from Martha McCallum at the Fox News Channel.
Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel is expected to recommend some deep budget cuts to our armed forces. Pentagon slashing the number of troops to less than 500,000. That is a drop of at least 120,000 military members since its peak post 9/11. The cuts will also limit pay raises for the military, including one-year pay increase freeze for top brass, while cutting subsidies for military-based grocery stores and halting production on an entire class of Air Force attack jets.
And so, General, on the one hand, you've got folks saying this is the results of sequestration. The Pentagon had to make cuts somewhere. They didn't cut pay for rank-and-file military members. Others are saying this is a hollowing out of the armed forces. How do you read it?
Well, I agree that it is the deepest cuts we've probably seen since the end of the Korean War. There's no question that this administration has us on a path of unilateral disarmament. Don't confuse ourselves. He's got us on a path of unilateral disarmament. But what surprised me even more is that he is making such deep personnel cuts in the services as far as the commissaries, pay, these type things that are going to have a very negative impact on our morale. Yes, the Army will probably go down to 440,000. They say 440 to 450. And because we have don't have a land war, we don't need such a large army. Well, the fact is, this administration still does not have a strategy how to defeat radical Islam. Don't even talk about it. They took us out of Iraq, and what do we find? We find now that the Iraqis are buying weapons from the Iranians, and That is a very disturbing thing. We fundamentally turned Iraq over to the Iranian sphere of influence. And I'm afraid we're going to do the same thing in Afghanistan, and still no strategy for defeating radical Islam. So these are very disturbing conditions that we're meeting. I don't believe the Congress is going to let them do it.
General, we've obviously seen drawdowns following major military conflicts in the past. We saw it after World War I, saw it after World War II, saw it after Korea, as you mentioned. And so the attitude, as expressed through CNN Pentagon correspondent Barbara Starr earlier today, was that the administration's general idea was that, well, after this year, we'll be out of Afghanistan. We're already out of Iraq. And given the way that warfare works now and the increasing level of technology and high-tech weaponry we can use, we're just not going to run into a ground war again. What do you make of that logic?
Well, I think she didn't talk at all about Korea. She hasn't talked at all about the danger that Iran becomes once they go nuclear. They have de facto said that they're going to let Iranians be a nuclear power, even though they're going through a kabuki of the talks that are going on. But it's effectively they are going to let, in the next 2 or 3 years, Iran be a nuclear power. So I'm very disturbed with depleting not only our Army, but also the Air Force and the Navy and the Marine Corps. As I said, we are fundamentally unilaterally disarming, and I think that is a very dangerous sign, and you're seeing the results of that in Egypt. You're seeing the results of that in Syria. You're seeing the results of it in Saudi Arabia and Libya, and it isn't getting better. It's getting worse. And radical Islam is clearly in the ascendancy.
Obviously, sequestration is a factor here. So how much blame do you put on lawmakers for this as well, given that, as experts have said today, the Pentagon is about 19-20% of the federal budget, but they've got to make up 50% of the sequestration cut. So is a lot of this on Congress, or do you think this was the administration's plan all along?
This was the administration's plan all along. They're the ones that came up with sequestration. And everybody on the Hill thought, well, you know, people are reasonable. They won't let this happen. But the fact is it was Harry Reid's intent to let it happen. And it was clearly the Democratic Party was not going to negotiate with the Republicans, and so they drove it into sequestration, and they are very happy about sequestration. And that's why 50% of the defense budget is taking the bulk of the cuts.
We're talking with retired U.S. Air Force Lieutenant General Tom McInerney. And General, in the months leading up to 9/11, then Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld talked about remaking the military as a leaner, more agile force to basically adapt to modern times, which is kind of the same language we're hearing today. What's the difference between what Rumsfeld was proposing and what we're hearing today?
Well, there are a lot of differences. After Rumsfeld left, Gates canceled a lot of very important programs like the F-22, the Next Generation Bomber, the Combat Search and Rescue satellite called TSET, and a host of other programs for both the Army and the Navy. That was done by the Obama administration and Secretary Gates. He led the charge. And then you had this succession of cuts that were completely different than what Secretary Rumsfeld had planned. So I think there's no comparison at all, Greg, on what Rumsfeld planned and what the Obama administration is doing.
We should also point out to our listeners that General McInerney is a Fox News military analyst. One of his colleagues in that role is retired U.S. Army General Jack Keane, who was Vice Chief of Staff of the Army. He was on Fox News this morning, General, and had this to say that I think probably surprised a lot of people, and I want to get your reaction on the other side.
Any conflict that would be protracted and have scale associated with it puts us at risk. The fact of the matter is today, the Army has very few units that are ready to fight today. And that's the truth of it.
How bad is our readiness right now? Is he accurate in that, General?
Oh, he's very accurate. The Army couldn't put a division in the field and fight as a division. All they can basically do is fight as platoons and maybe at the company level. They haven't done the battalion or brigade level, let alone division and corps level attacks. So their readiness is very low, Greg.
And are we seeing that across the services?
Absolutely. They all are. And sequestration last year had a major impact in all the services. I mean, we quit flying the Thunderbirds and the Blue Angels. So you can see when you do that, your major publicity forces, we weren't even flying them, let alone the readiness of our combat units.
When other people around the world, nations friendly or foes, see that our readiness is not what it has been in the past and we're looking to go even smaller, how do they read that?
I think they are going to read it as this administration is not going to be a superpower or a global leader, and they are going to start taking advantage of us. So there are a lot of things that are going to happen over the next 2 or 3 years, Greg, that none of us will have foreseen, and we're going to have to react to them. Otherwise, it's going to be a very negative world that we live in.
As always, we appreciate your analysis, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Greg.
Retired U.S. Air Force Lieutenant General Tom McInerney. He is a Fox News military analyst and is a former Assistant Vice Chief of Staff for the U.S. Air Force. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.